Okay, as you can see on the slide, I'm in charge of, it used to be center, but now it's program. ASEAN and Oceania Studies program at the ASEAN Institute. Basically, I'm more looking at the Southeast Asian affairs and Korea-ASEAN relations, and a little bit of affairs in Oceania. And obviously, the Australia is the biggest part in my research on the Oceania area. But this MITA and Middle Power Cooperation is quite new to me. I was a bit more critical at the initial stage of MITA, but in the process of preparing this presentation, I become more positive on the MITA and the Middle Power Cooperation. Seriously, yeah. And Matthew just gave me a new op-ed published a few days ago in the newspaper in Turkey, and I should have gone through this one before I prepare my presentation. Anyway, I will do that tonight. In the previous two sessions, the discussion was quite contentious issues, you know, North Korea and then Northeast Asia, US and China, and I guess this topic is less contentious, and we'll have a more constructive discussion on this. Basically, my presentation is simply about the kind of introduction of middle power diplomacy and MITA policy of Korean government, and it's got three parts. First, I will introduce a bit of what middle power diplomacy is, and the second in the MITA is how the MITA is sort of mixed in that whole bigger picture of middle power diplomacy. And the last part is a sort of a more focusing on the Korea-Australia relations, how these two countries can push this agenda forward. That's basically my presentation. Okay, in the latest session two, we discussed trust building on Korean Peninsula and NAPSI. And there was a hot debate. Basically, I see this trust building process in the Korean Peninsula and the NAPSI is sort of a topic of today, and the MITA and middle power diplomacy is topic for tomorrow. So NAPSI and trust building in the Korean Peninsula is more traditional. Obviously, they are quite important. And we have a present danger in Korean Peninsula, and we have to quickly fix the relation among the three Northeast Asian countries for core prosperity of those countries. But middle power diplomacy at the initial stage, why I was so sort of skeptical with the middle power diplomacy is quite abstract at the initial stage, because it's dealing with the topic of tomorrow. It's still quite vague. But thanks for the MITA, MITA is kind of a visualization, and the MITA made Korea's middle power diplomacy more concrete, and now we can see some real progress of middle power diplomacy and MITA. Already, I guess, the Lee Myung-bak government has kind of laid ground for middle power diplomacy and MITA. Not about MITA, but more about the middle power diplomacy. And during the Lee Myung-bak government, one of the slogans of the government, foreign policy initiative, was Global Korea. And then we hosted the G20 Nuclear Security Summit, Busan High-Level Forum on the Aid Effectiveness, and all these sort of, the events and the meetings kind of increased awareness of Korean people, that how the international community look at Korea's prosperity and Korea's capacity and ability and so on. And there's an increasing awareness among the Korean people that we have to do our role expected by the international community. One of the examples is Korean people's growing awareness of we have to do more on the official development assistance. There, the Korean people, about 80% among the 20s, the rate of approval for the more ODA by the Korean government is more than 90%. More than 90% of the Korean 20s are in support of Korea's ODA for the international community. So the already the kind of ground was laid during the Lee Myung-bak government. And during the Lee Myung-bak government, the middle, what the Korean government, Korean people were thinking as a middle power, what we can do is kind of bridging between those advanced countries and advancing countries, and we have to do more goods, and we have to do more role for the international community for sustainable development and so on. This is basically the middle power diplomacy imagined by the Korean government. Actually, I got this from the report prepared by the National Security Council. There's a small booklet covering the whole range of foreign policy and security issues. Basically, middle power diplomacy of the Korean government has two big streams. First one is contributing for the world peace and the human rights, promoting human rights. It's got four specific points. First, active role in the international organizations, especially United Nations. As we all know, Korea served as a non-permanent Security Council member, and its term is almost over. But probably because of the non-permanent membership in the Security Council, this active role in international organization got into this the world peace and human rights stream. And the second is resolving international disputes, more contribution in terms of peacekeeping operation and so on. And the third element is promoting human rights. Obviously, I guess it includes promoting human rights in North Korea as well. And the last one, the first one, is new security threat, including cybersecurity and all range of new security issues like nuclear security issues and terrorism and all that. And the second part of middle power diplomacy is sustainable development cooperation. Korea is quite proud of becoming a donor country from the recipient countries. We joined OECD DAC in 2011, I guess. There's a strong commitment of the Korean government in increasing our ODA contribution for the international community. And more specifically, Korean government is quite Korean government sort of interested in the increasing aid effectiveness by mixing, harmonizing the need of recipient countries and the norm of international norm for the ODA. And at the moment, Korean government is quite interested in the applying our own development experience, like Semal, Undong, and so on. We got a lot of requests from Southeast Asian countries. Why don't you guys to teach us or share your experience of economic development in the 70s and 80s? And also, there are other commitments. I put the three agendas here. First is fixing global economic order. And the second one is fighting against climate change. And the third one is reforming international organizations. These three streams are basically the contents of middle power diplomacy conducted by Korean government. And now where the MIGTA goes into this context, MIGTA is sort of imagined as a vehicle for middle power diplomacy by the Korean government. And also the Korean government would not just sit around the MIGTA, and it has got intention to increase a network of middle powers beyond the MIGTA as well. So the MIGTA is not kind of exclusive grouping. It's quite kind of inclusive grouping. It's got potential to be increased more. And as you can see, the Korean government is thinking about the track two or track 1.5 network of middle powers as well. And if I'm not wrong, in the first, in the third or fourth meeting of foreign ministers, there was a discussion about the expanding the network of Track 2 and Track 1.5. And I guess Australian government and Korean government designated its own institution in charge of this Track 2 and Track 1.5 meetings. MICTA progress. As I just mentioned, MICTA is a vehicle for middle power diplomats, diplomats in the Korean government plan. But interesting enough, MICTA is kind of pushing middle power diplomacy forward as far as Korean government is concerned. When the Korean government first announced middle power diplomacy, as I mentioned, it was subject to criticism of because of its abstract and vague nature. But as soon as MICTA is formalized, it sort of MICTA became a visualization of middle power diplomacy initiative of a Korean government. So the at the moment, MICTA is actually pushing the middle power diplomacy forward and increasing visibility of middle power diplomacy. These are the result of consensus made by foreign ministers in 2014, and the third meeting in New York and the fourth meeting a few weeks ago in Brisbane. And there are a whole range of issues like you know, maintaining political momentum of MICTA. I mean, in the Brisbane meeting, we saw two new foreign ministers, but still five ministers got together. So it is sort of evidence that political momentum is there. And in the third meeting, the foreign ministers talked about information, knowledge sharing among the MICTA members and the public diplomacy for more MICTA awareness, enhancing MICTA visibility, pretty much the same thing, and the more cooperation among the MICTA member countries. In the fourth meeting in Brisbane, they talked about development agenda beyond 2015, and they focused on the food security for sustainable development, new effective durable consensus on climate change, energy issues, and global economic issues as well. So the this is the kind of last point I would like to make. The Korea, Australia, in the context of MICTA and middle power diplomacy. Korea is chair countries in 2015, and we will have a senior officers meeting in February and our foreign ministers retreat in May. And I guess the those people in charge of this MICTA in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs are quite busy to prepare the agendas and all that. Especially year 2015 is quite important and commemorative for Korea-Australia relations. 2015 is the first year of Korea-Australia FTA. We signed and ratified this year, and the next year is the first year of FTA. And next year, we also have a second 2+2 meeting. And in the first 2+2 meeting, I wrote a short article about the first meeting. And I hope in the second 2+2, we come out, the four ministers come out with the more concrete agendas and initiative for cooperation between the two countries. If in 2015, if Korea and Australia put their hands together to push MICTA more, then I guess the MICTA will get more momentum for the development, and it will roll faster than we expected before. And I also would like to make a point on the MICTA cooperation, specifically in the focusing on the Asia-Pacific region. Probably you all remember that there was a meeting called the KIA cooperation, Korea, Indonesia, and Australia cooperation during the Myeongbak government. And we had three or four meetings over KIA cooperation, and it's gone now. But META cooperation in the context of Asia Pacific, there's a point to revive this Korea, Indonesia, and Australia cooperation. I mean, in the global context, META, five countries, cooperation is okay, and there are items these five countries put their hands together. But within the context of Asia Pacific, I guess Mexico and Turkey, we do not have much in common in the when it comes to Asia Pacific issues. So the in the context of Asia Pacific, these three countries, Korea, Indonesia, and Australia, has got a lot of thing to do, a lot of shared agendas. Like, you know, we all know the tragic accident happened to the AirAsia. And one of the cooperation item might be HADR, and what else? The food security issues, water security issues, and the trafficking of a human, drug and small arms. There are a whole range of, you know, non-traditional human security issues in the Asia Pacific. And these three countries can put their hands together for the common good of the regional countries. The last point I would like to make is the MICTA and soft power. Australia, Mexico, Indonesia, Korea, and Turkey, not the countries with hard power. I mean, we have a strong economy, and we have some bit of a military power, but we cannot say we are the big powers. We are not the country with substantial hard powers. What we have is soft power. What I mean by soft power here is kind of a normative power, and we are ethical countries and attractive. We got a lot of things to offer for the developing countries, and this is the soft power we have. This soft power is best exercised in the context of institutions and multilateralism. So in that sense, I would like to ask the foreign ministers to work to revive multilateral cooperation in the Asia Pacific and in the global context. That's the area where the middle power countries can exercise its power most. Okay, I would like to stop here. Okay, thank you so much.